Hey guys, and welcome to Whose Voice, the second episode.
Whose Voice Is It Anyway, right?
Whose Voice Is It Anyway? Yeah. The Is It Anyway is like in like tiny writing. So to say it.
Whatever.
Quiet.
It's the same thing.
Yeah.
Whose Voice Is It Anyway?
Is it anyway?
That's just creepy.
I mean, we're kind of creepy people.
That's true.
We're trying to make friends with all these people so they can give us more friends.
Do we have new friend applicants tonight?
We better. We have friends re-applicants, too, because we're that cool.
Good. I'm glad that they really want to be our friends that badly.
Mm-hmm.
I'm excited. I hope we find some fresh new friends.
Me, too. I'm tired of our old friends.
I am, too. I'm tired of our old friends from last episode already.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, let's start this.
Okay.
First up, we have Hudarusar. Take it away.
Everyone gather round. Gather round, children. I'm going to tell you a story about my younger years.
Dad, you do realize I'm the only one here. And I'm 40.
Well, that's no reason to talk back at me like you're some kind of adult.
But, go on.
Now this, kids, is the story of why giraffes don't exist.
But, Dad, giraffes do
exist. Why giraffes don't exist. Now this story takes place way before you were born, back when I was about 60. I worked as a scientist, genetically altering animals, performing amazing experiments in the advancement of DNA.
Dad, that doesn't sound legal at all.
Now I was trying to figure out how I could get horses to reach the leaves on the top of the trees. So, I stuck a piece of uranium into their throats. Four of them died.
That's horrible.
But one did survive, and it went exactly as planned. His neck grew about 30 feet tall, and he was able to reach the leaves at the top of the tree. I was amazed by it, but I had no idea what to call it other than disgusting. So I called it Jeffrey.
Jeffrey.
Yup, his name was Jeffrey. So anyway, one day Jeffrey was out in the fields and he called me over. He said, Father, there's something I must tell you. And at that point I didn't realize the genetic alterations gave him dreams and ambitions. And when he called me out, he said, Father, do you know what I want to be when I grow up? I said, No, Jeffrey, I don't. But I swear to God, it better be a scientist like your father.
Dad, I don't think giraffes can be scientists.
Giraffes do not exist! So anyway, I asked him, Jeffrey, what do you want to be? He said, No, Father, I don't want to be a scientist. I want to be a spokesperson for a store, a department store that sells wonderful trinkets and figurines for the children.
Toys R Us?
No, it was Walmart, you're stupid. So anyways, I looked Jeffrey in the eye and said, All right, Jeffrey. That's a stupid idea. You should be a scientist like me. And he said, No, Father. I want to be a spokesperson. And I said, All right, Jeffrey. Go back in the fields and eat some grass or leaves or whatever you eat. So later that day, I'm waiting in my laboratory. And I call Jeffrey in. And I say, Jeffrey, come here. I need to talk to you. So he comes galloping in, like any awkward long-necked horse would. And he said, What is it, Father? Now, you see, what Jeffrey didn't realize was I had tied a sledgehammer to my leg. So as soon as he came bursting through the doors, I took out his leg with my own. And he collapsed to the ground, screaming in pain. And I said,
You did what? That's horrible.
Shut up, I'm telling a story. Anyways, Jeffrey lay there, writhing in pain with his broken leg. I said, Jeffrey, did that hurt? He said, Yes, Father, it did. And I said, Well, of course it did. I just broke your leg. Now, Jeffrey, tell me, what do you want to be when you grow up? And he looked up at me with the little strength he had and said, Father, I still want to be a spokesperson. And I said, Jeffrey, I'll give you one last chance. What do you want to do with your life? And he said, Father, I still want to be a spokesperson. So then I smashed his neck in with the sledgehammer.
What the heck is wrong with you?
So as Jeffrey lay there, choking on the shattered bone fragments of his neck, I said, Jeffrey, you no longer exist.
Are you insane?
So 100 or so years later, a store came out called Toys R Us. Shut up, you're still stupid. And they found Jeffrey and made him the spokesperson for their store. I still think it was a stupid idea. But that, my children, is how giraffes do not exist.
I'm leaving.
Wait, come back. I'm not done yet. I didn't tell you about the war.
Snowfender, I love you.
Dylan's a whore. This is Hudadusar. He's back.
Hudadusar. I'm glad he's back because I like to say his name.
Me too. I want Hudadusar. Him back every round.
I do too. Which means eventually we're going to have to put him through.
This is long. I don't know if you were doing it all at once. I thought maybe you might have done it separately because there was this one part where I thought the voices overlapped, but I'm not sure. But
I'm
if
pretty
you didn't,
sure it's separately.
Is it?
I'm pretty sure.
I don't know. I felt like you still could have differentiated the voices a tiny bit. Because, like, they sounded different, but the way they were speaking kind of seemed similar.
I actually forgot it was the same person at the beginning.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. I see what you mean about different speaking styles, but the voices themselves sounded different.
They did, yeah. I wish it could have been shorter, because I felt like that could have, like, kept my attention more.
You have to realize the value of editing.
Yes.
You thought what? Sorry.
Oh, no, I thought it was pretty good besides that. It's just, like, it did not keep my attention at all. I could not stand that story. I was like, what is going on? There's giraffes and
at least
uranium.
He mentioned giraffes, which is our favorite animal.
Yeah.
But then they choked to death on chicken bones or something. And it was sad times.
So sad. You made Dylan cry. If you're going to be mine and Dylan's friend, you can't make us cry.
No, you can't. No. I can't deal with that. And you can't talk about dead giraffes.
You can't.
I'm going to say yes, though. I liked, I thought, A, he already submitted once and he's resubmitting, so clearly he wants to be on the show. B, I thought that these two voices were different enough. And C, I thought that he didn't do it all in one take. He did, like, separate takes. And I thought that he did a pretty decent job just working on your speaking styles for different people.
Right. Yeah, I agree. I say yes as well. And her name is Hudadusar, which is fun to say.
So, like, for instance, I talk like this, and Snowfender talk like this. So, like, that's an example of how two people talk in different ways.
Of course.
She's Asian. She's Asian, that's why.
Yes. Dylan got on the nail.
Do Asians have, a way of mocking how Americans speak?
I don't know. Okay, so I went, this is a random story, but I was in Taiwan for a little bit, and then these people were like, where are you from? And I was like, America. And then they're like, yeah, you definitely sound like it. So apparently I have an accent, a really strong
nice.
One. So
I used to work in a kitchen, like I was a server, and the kitchen staff was, they were Mexican, like they spoke like Spanish, and they would always impersonate Americans like, meh. So I guess that's how we sound to other people. Anyway, so I talk like this, and Snowfender talk like this.
Anyway,
long story short, you're through. Good job.
Yes. Good job, Hudadusar. I'm done.
Done.
Next up, we have Anivids. Yay.
Okay, guys, gather around, come on. We have to get this meeting over with. The balls are inert, guys. Yes, thank you, Piccolo. Shut the hell up, sit down. Well, we're going to see if we can try out for this nice little audition thing here. Looks like it's just improv, so... all right, let's go ahead and do roll call. Can I get a Donald Duck in here?
Yeah.
Dickhead. How about Gollum?
Urgh, smile, precious.
All right, you're sitting there in the corner with your ring, okay? Random Texas cowboy hat guy over there in the corner with his gun.
I don't like the way you're talking to me.
Okay, then. I guess not. What about super awesome movie phone guy? Thank you for calling, Mr. Movie Phone. Unfortunately, we cannot take your call this time. Okay, so far, all of you guys have sucked. Oh my god, this is just going to be horrible. I don't think it's going to be very horrible if you had selected Inception instead of Twilight Eclipse. Thank you, Mr. Movie Phone. No problem. Alright, so is there anything that we can do for this improv competition besides just do improv? I got an idea. Oh god, what do you want, cowboy hat guy with a gun over there? Why don't we go ahead and just shoot the guy and take his place? What good would that do again? I don't know, I just feel like shooting something.
No, it's mine, my precious.
What the hell off my gun, you stupid little shithead?
No, we don't like the word shithead.
We love the shitheads. We say shitheads all the time.
Alright, this is just getting fucking creepy. You're telling me, Jesus H.
Okay. No, I hate your rules, Snowfender. Your rules are stupid.
I'm sad.
So, the rule in question is what, Snowfender?
Okay, you're only supposed to have 2 to 3 voices in the auditions. Also, this isn't an improv competition. I don't know if you were, like...
Well, your name, the name Whose Voice Is It Anyway, is very similar to another show that is, in fact, an improv competition.
That's true. That's true.
I can see why he'd get confused. Yeah, like you didn't rip that off on purpose.
I did not.
Seriously?
No, I did. But it's not an improv show. It's just named similarly to an improv show.
Here's what I did like. He did this. It sounded to me like he did it all in one take, and his voices were very distinct, and he wasn't slipping in and out of other voices when he was trying to do.
They were. Voices. That was. I'm so sad. I really liked your voice and your acting, and I thought it was really well done. But there's too many voices.
Makes me sad that Snowfender has such a stupid rule on her show that prevents us from having friends that are actually talented.
I really want you to resubmit. Please resubmit, because it's really well done. And the rules are there for a reason. That's kind of cliche to say, but it is. So please just resubmit, because you did really well. And it would be awesome to hear from you again.
I'm so mad at you right now, yeah. Snowfender. I'm so mad at you right now.
Dylan and I want you as our friend. And Dylan might break up my friendship and then I'm going to have 0 friends.
Maybe I will. Maybe you should think about that before you make stupid rules that prevents epic people from coming into the competition.
Annie Vids, you need to hurry up.
I have nothing else to say about this.
Because I need Dylan as my friend.
I have nothing to say. I have nothing to say. I'm done.
Aww. I'm done.
Next up is Daniel C.
Yeah. I'm facing a formidable female adversary, Kif. Suggestions?
I fail to see any problems, sir. You've already imprisoned her under Directive B10.81.
Ah, you mean Brannigan's Law?
Right, that law.
Which one?
Brannigan's Law.
Kif, you're my best and most loyal friend, but you've earned my contempt once more. But as my protege, you should know that the only way to deal with a female adversary is to seduce her. And this time we are sure she's a woman, right?
Yes.
Good. Invite her to my quarters. Oh, and have the boy lay out my formal shorts.
The boy, sir?
You lay out my formal shorts.
Daniel C. Yeah.
I'm inclined to like this more than I should, because it's a Futurama skit.
True. I'm happy about that. I think as far as impressions go, there's some stuff you could have worked on. I mean, it wasn't bad, but I think you kind of slipped out of it during the end. I think you were doing it in one take, too. It
wasn't super strong. Your mic quality is also really bad.
Yes. But I do think you the voices were pretty distinct. They just weren't totally carbon copies of the originals, which isn't a bad thing.
I think he's somebody that would get a lot out of the show and getting to work on.
Right.
And hearing feedback.
I think you definitely have a good base. But
I think you have a good face, Snowfender.
I think you have a good body.
I think you have sexy glasses, Daniel C., if in fact you wear glasses. And I like the way they suit your face. So for that reason, I'm going to say yes.
I'm going to say yes, too.
Because of the glasses?
Yeah. Because of the glasses. I wouldn't have noticed if you hadn't pointed them out.
Yeah, they're like...
But now that I noticed
them... Yeah, now you know you can't look away. You can't take your eyes off of this beautiful man and his glasses and his Zap Brannigan.
I can't live life anymore without it.
I can't live when living is without you. I can't give. I can't give anymore.
I think you're quoting a song,
no,
but I don't...
That was off the top of my head. I'm a poet.
Oh.
I can't live when living is without you. Can't give.
We have a song written about you, Daniel C.
Can't give anymore. Oh. Okay, it's a song. Anyway, yes, good job.
You're through.
Do you have anything else you want to say?
No.
I feel like this is the reason we have no friends, is because as soon as we find somebody we like, we sexually harass them.
I think that's the reason we have lots of friends.
Maybe.
But we just turn them all down because they're not good enough.
There's
for
a
us.
Lot of desperate people on voice acting forums, so yeah.
Yeah. But anyway, good job.
Done.
done.